I'm a park ranger, and I'd like to share my story with you all today. More in the sense that I want to get some opinions on exactly what happened to me. I mean, I have my own view, but I guess in my line of duty, I probably think differently about threats and dangers, so I really want the outside perspective. I haven't really spoke to too many of my friends about these things because, well, even where I work, I guess like rumors spread really easily and things. I mean, it wasn't the other day that I told people at my job that I was going to be leaving soon, and obviously I didn't give them permission to tell everybody else, but what happened? When I go back, I get complete random people that I barely even speak to saying, "Oh, you're leaving soon?" Yeah, I don't know, it's something that's always annoyed me. I just really don't like it or appreciate it. I feel like it's a big breach of trust, and with something like this happening to me, I don't want that to be the case, but like I said, I want to hear what people think about my experience in my own words, not from the words of others who have potentially misconstrued of what happened, and the truth is what's important here. So, as I said, I'm a park ranger, but I'm going to be leaving the job soon. Now, it's not in the sense that I don't enjoy it like I used to, I just kind of need to evolve as a person, and I think being out there on my own was good for a while, but not for too long. I'm kind of like a social butterfly in the sense that I really need to be around other people, and as much as I enjoy being out there, it kind of becomes the same picture each day, and regardless of how relaxed I feel, I really feel like I need more. And I'm probably too young to have this kind of job in some regards, but not in others. So, I was stationed somewhere that we have a beautiful lake. Now, this lake is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the most blue ones that you'll ever see. I can't remember exactly why it was so blue, but it was a really beautiful thing. Now, on the day in particular that this event happened, everything was going like normal. I was doing a number of my duties, and well, in my country, one of those duties is to pick up rubbish that people leave behind and litter and things, however you guys say it. I didn't really have an issue with this, it just annoyed me because sometimes in the sun it would make our bags melt a bit, and I guess you can imagine how bad that actually smelled. It wasn't a nice thing. But again, someone had to do it, and often it was us. Now, I start picking up some litter which is on the trowel, and this actually annoyed me. I think, why on earth do people want to trash this place? I mean, literally, that's all they're doing. But I have my little grabber thing, and I'm putting everything inside the bag. So, to be honest, I'm actually enjoying the time more than I expected to at this point. The trees are giving a really nice shade now, so there was no need for me to rush trying to get out of the sun. I have a camel pack, so I'm just constantly drinking from this on my journey. Now, the bag gets pretty full, but I kind of had like a holster thing I could hook it onto, so it would kind of hang off the side of me if I use that stick, if that makes sense. But it wasn't too heavy, it was manageable, really. Now, while I'm doing this, I do notice something strange. There seems to be some kind of diving suit. Well, at least that's how it appears to me. It's probably like, I don't know if you've seen one of the Batmans with Penguin, but the old one. You know the cat lady, the thing she wore in that? It was more similar to that, but obviously it had been in the water at some point. Now, I stop for a moment and think to myself, well, we do get some people that go swimming here, but you wouldn't really want to wear this for that job. And I think this is pretty bizarre. Now, I've prodded around a little bit, and I'm worried that maybe it's something weird that shouldn't be here. I gather my thoughts for a moment and realize that it's probably best if I just continue on my way. I'm gonna have to come back for it another time. This is quite annoying, really, because I have to go all the way back and get another one of those smelly bags to take this thing. I did try and lift it off originally with my grabber thing, but it was far too heavy, and I don't want that dripping on me while I'm walking. It will not be a fun time. But I'm prepared for this, and I continue on my trowel. I get to a point where I decide that now's a good time to get some food in me and stop for a little bit. I'm eating some of my sandwiches and I've got some peanuts with me when I notice something drifting off in the lake. It's really bizarre. It kind of looks like some kind of boat, but it's definitely not a canoe. It's slightly bigger than that. But it seems to just vanish suddenly. It's almost like it sunk down into the water, and I get a little suspicious of this. Now, bearing in mind that I'm actually seeing this through some trees, and I'm not 100% convinced myself that what I'm seeing is actually real or not. I also had my cool shades on, so that probably made it a lot harder. I take them off though, and I still can't see much of anything. I don't really have the best of eyes, to be honest, and annoyingly, I left my glasses back at our old station office, whatever you call it. So, I stand there observing, and I don't see anything initially. I know this is odd, and I think, well, got some more trash to pick up, and I continue on my way. Now, one thing I'd like to note is that I didn't see anybody else during this time, which is a pretty bizarre thing because, well, usually you see a couple of people around, but today it was like one of those Western ghost towns of today where nobody's there but people were once. So, I decide that I should probably get heading back now. But not before I take in a beautiful look at this lake. I think this is really nice here, and I actually take off my boots and take my socks off and put my feet in the water. I found it was a nice way to cool down, and that with the sun on your face is really a nice thing. And as I'm doing so, I hear something in the water. Now, again, it sounds like somebody's thrown something, or there's a boat that's just come ashore. I look around, half expecting to see somebody dragging things up, but I can't see anyone or anything. I presume that maybe it's a fish, but I don't think the fish here are that big, and that's not how they would normally act. I decide instead that it's high time just to get back. Now, the trash is smelling pretty bad at this point, and I kind of swung it round on itself so that way it wouldn't make that much of a smell when I was walking and would kind of seal on itself. And would you know? It splits open. So now, I have to spend a while trying to put things on it again and getting it back to normal and kind of making the bag smaller and the smell stronger. As I'm doing this, I notice some more trash up ahead of me, which is strange because I was sure I cleared the path perfectly. I now know that people probably come past here recently and I go to pick it up. It looks like some kind of note, but I don't bother actually looking at it and just put it straight in the bag. I continue on my walk now, and eventually I get back, throw that nasty stuff away, and actually have a shower there. I know that's kind of like ironic to some people listening because obviously I still have to go back for the wetsuit thing, but I just don't want to smell bad, and I'm quite germophobic, I think that's how you say it, but I don't know, I just don't like germs at all, and I was starting to smell a bit where the bag had opened on myself. But not to worry. I have my nice shower and I get a big thick bag now. I make some notes of what I'm doing in the day because where I work we have to log everything that we're doing. It's just like a general process, but it's important for security reasons. So I say goodbye to the dirty clothes and step out in the new ones with the new bag and everything ready. Now there was some cloud cover, so it is a little bit darker. And it also meant I didn't need my sunglasses, and I could in fact wear my normal glasses, which I was happier doing so. Now I'm able to see a lot more clear this time, and it probably would have been a good idea to bring them before, but that's in hindsight. So, I start making my way again, and I realize that there's more and more trash. I keep on putting them in the bags again, and I think this is a little odd. And it's also annoyed me because obviously I've probably left the trail with this stuff and not realized it, so now I'm doubling up on my job. The other issue I have is that there's more important things for me to do later in the day. I actually have to install a sign somewhere later on, and I'm not looking forward to it because that thing's heavy. So I just continue on and eventually make it up to where that wetsuit thing is. Now, that's the thing. I say where it is because I can't find it. I can find the silhouette where obviously it was in the water before and left a water print, but there's no wetsuit to be found. I look around everywhere and I really can't seem to find it. I think maybe it's drifted in again, and what do I see? Just floating off on the shoreline, I can see it, probably about a mile away or something, and it's on the other embankment. This is no issue for me though, my friend, because I have to go over there with that sign, so I'm not too bothered. I just think it's odd because it shouldn't have been able to slip down because it was actually on some high ground, but not the kind something could roll off of, so I think this is bizarre, but again, I think maybe I'm having a bad day and I'm going a bit senile, or I don't know. So I just pick up more and more trash, and that's when I notice something odd. It all seems to be paper with things scrawled onto it, and I think, well, someone must have done some weird art project, or it was some young kid that was doing drawings and their parents didn't want to take it home. Okay, but that doesn't explain why it wasn't there earlier. So I quickly retraced my steps and ended up finishing the trash rounds. Ah yes, my favourite part of being a ranger that I miss so much, and what was actually an addition to what I was doing originally, but we'll talk about that another time. Now, I start walking back and I have a strange feeling. It's almost like there was somebody else there with me, but of course there's no one around. It actually isn't uncommon to have this feeling and sense, and I don't know. I'm not going to say that I'm someone that picks up on these things well, but it's just a feeling I'd noticed a few times before in this line of work. You're told actually to listen to it and not ignore it because it might be a sign of, I don't know, somebody in danger. But I checked the log and there's no such reports, so I know that there's definitely nothing wrong. So I just kind of shake it off and get back. Now I'm a bit more annoyed because I have to bring this heavy signpost, but that's fine. At least I'm actually going to get that thing that I saw earlier. I decide once again not to log it though, because I'm going to have a long day at this point. So I start my trek. I have to walk quite a number of miles to get through to the other side of the lake. And as I'm walking, I notice something. There's two people in a canoe, but I can't really make out much about them. They're kind of in the shadow side of a cloud, if you know what I mean, so I can't really see any details in particular. But they're not supposed to be here. I know that much for absolute certain, and I wave at them and call out. What was a little creepy is they both stop and seem to stare at me. And it could be my eyes playing tricks on me, but it almost looks like one of them's wearing a kind of plague doctor outfit. It's not exactly the same as like the European ones that we had, but it's not far off, and I think this is really weird. Again, I haven't got the best of eyes, and stupidly I don't have binoculars with me, so I can't get a closer look. But I decide that I should meet them on the other side, because I think maybe they're the ones who have the wetsuit, and I have a few questions for them. So, I start walking now. Every so often, I can make them out for a little bit, but then they dart in between trees. My line of view is blocked, is what I'm saying, basically. But I'm a persistent being, so I keep going. Now, it doesn't take too long, and eventually I get to roughly where they should be, but they're nowhere to be found. I don't know if you guys have seen Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's almost like when the boat just sunk into the water of that weird guy with the tentacles, but they've just vanished now. I'm not really sure exactly what to make of this, but I can only presume that yes, they have gone to the other side of the embankment. Now, I'm not too much further away now, but I'm getting a bit irritated now because this is the kind of stuff that makes you have a really long day. And guess what, my boss doesn't care. He'll just let me have overtime when I'm working till like 9 or 10 at night, then want me to come in at 8 a.m. the next day. Yeah, you can imagine why I had to leave this place, but anyway, I digress now. So, I'm not too much further away now, and I'm very perplexed about as to where they could have specifically gone. It really doesn't make sense to me how they've just gone under. I mean, is there some kind of big iceberg which I'm missing and they've gone into it like the Titanic? Maybe, but the water doesn't feel that cold. Now, I was so curious as to where they went, I was half tempted to go for a swim. I mean, it'd be quicker than walking, but obviously I'm not going to do that. So I just make my way over to the embankment. And there it is. The wetsuit. It seems to have come snagged upon some logs and things that have fallen off from trees, so I go over to it. And that's when I suddenly feel fear come across my entire body, and I'm kind of froze, just fixated on it without thinking. It suddenly hits me, this could actually be a body. It doesn't look like the wetsuit I saw before, and I think maybe this is a person who's drowned. And I get some adrenaline, and I very slowly proceed. Something feels a little off about this situation, and it literally looks like a headless thing there. I get a big stick and I decide to poke it. I know that's 100% not what I'm supposed to do in this line of duty, but I don't know. There's nothing else I can actually think of doing that's probably gonna work now. And that's when I realize something rather bizarre. Some kind of stuffing comes out, and it's not a body at all. It's almost like a farmland scarecrow, but it kind of looks weirdly put together, almost like the Catwoman suit. Now, this is where things are really weird because this was the thing I saw earlier, but it didn't have anything in it. So that raises a question. Who filled this thing up, and why was it here on this bank? I think that's really weird, so what do I do next? Well, I grab another stick, an even bigger one this time, and kind of drag it ashore. And there's some stuff in falling out, which is kind of like originally a white color, but it's gone to more of a dark cream, I guess. And I'm able to take it ashore, and I leave it there. I'm staring at this thing, which is almost like the farmland thing I said about, but not quite, and I don't know what to make of it. I finally call out, "Hey, whatever you're doing, you're not supposed to be." And I get a response, at least in my head, telling me to get out of there. Now, I guess some of my survival instincts finally kicked in, and to be honest, they're not always the best at all times. Not again for the work I was doing, but that's another reason I left, but hey. So, I start walking back now, deciding that this is something I should probably tell the guys about, and not necessarily investigate alone. I mean, all we've got between me and the relative safety of our office building thing, well, not a building, but you know what I mean, is the water, and I'm not gonna swim. That's when I see what appears to be the two figures I saw earlier, this time on the shoreline. Now I get a much, much better look at them this time, and this is pretty bizarre what I see. I can see they've stopped to look at me, and one's tall, but the other's relatively small. They're dressed exactly the same. They have kind of like a weird half pointy hat on, and kind of not exactly a robe, but some kind of gown on, in a weird black but waxy outfit. It's different from what the mannequin was, but they don't say a word. I call out and do a big Y symbol with my hands, trying to get their attention, but this doesn't work. I have a weird feeling about this, and this is another weird thing. They both start walking towards me, literally into the water. They walk until they're about head high until they just stop and seem to vanish underwater. Now, this only took about 10 seconds, and I decided I was going to wait them out. And finally, they resurfaced again. Now, both going in different directions. One is going towards our station place, and the other is coming more towards me, walking slowly along the shoreline. Now, I'm pretty confused here. I go around to look at that mannequin thing, and it's still there. But I decide that it's probably best if I get away from whatever this is. Now, annoyingly, I have to kind of trek through some of the more foresty area to get back. I wait for a little bit just to figure out where they're going, and definitely one's coming towards me, but annoyingly, it's kind of blocking off the safe route that I already come along. I decide that I am going to have to go through this much more treacherous area, but that's fine. I've got some pretty good boots for it. Now, for some reason, I didn't feel terribly under threat at this point. It's probably because the area was so nice, and it was quite a good sunny day, so I didn't feel too bad. The only way I can describe my feeling is like something was just way off, and I saw something I wasn't supposed to. Now, again, I don't always react with the best survival instincts, so I didn't have anything to arm myself. I just decided to pick up a stick. Funnily enough, it wasn't even a big one, but I guess I could have launched it at somebody if needed. and maybe they would flinch react and that would give me time to run away, so yes, this is the escape plan. Now, this scarecrow thing goes out of sight for quite a while, and I just stop. I think, well, why am I getting so scared of this? Is this really a threat? Or am I the ranger here? Who's in control of the situation? And I've relaxed myself a lot more. Now, I'm stood like this for probably about 20 or so minutes, just really confused as to what to do. And I now realize that I was probably in shock a little bit, but at the time I didn't know that. I just thought I was dealing with the situation accordingly to what I could see around me. And now, as I'm standing there, I can hear something breaking through the trees. I think, God, what now? And I quickly take a step back and I manage to get behind a tree. And I then catch sight of it. I can see one of those things now. It's a smaller one, but where its face should be, it's wearing some kind of skull mask and it has black face paint on. Now, I'm telling you this because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I really couldn't. And what do I do in this situation? I get my stick and throw it as far as I can to try and distract this thing. And then it dances towards it, almost like a dog going after some kind of treat or animal, but literally dancing while doing so. I now have some real fear running through my bones, and I start making my way in the opposite direction. Now, I couldn't hear this thing, it almost just gone silent again, and whatever this is, person or God knows what, didn't seem to be following me, and I let my guard down a bit. I've now come to the conclusion that there's some pretty weird cult people out here, and maybe they're trying to get me, and maybe, just maybe, I've come across some kind of crime scene they don't want me to know about. So, I have to start making my way now, tediously, around the lake, to try and get to relative safety, and my mind slips. I completely forget about the other one. Now, I make it probably about halfway across to the relative safety, and where I have a truck, but I hear something up ahead of me again. This time it sounds much more forceful and quick, so I quickly duck down. I laid there for probably a good 5 minutes until I lock eyes with it. It was an animal. I can't remember exactly what animal it was, it was like a big rodent, but it slowly makes its merry way towards the water, and I kind of curse myself a bit just for being so scared. I say, come on, you have to get a hold of yourself and get a grip now. Now, what's especially bizarre is that's when I notice it, what appears to be a body floating in the lake. I now realize that this is that thing I'd moved earlier. It was now floating further across, and I observe it until it comes up on the bank again, and then I see it. That person goes to grab it, but they're assisted by another one, equally as tall as them. I now realize that there's at least 3 people here. They're dressed exactly the same, and they drag this over to the shore and leave it there. Now, I was really glued into the spot for quite a long time. I'd actually stared at this whole event taking place for so long that when I looked away, my eyes took a long while to adjust to not looking at bright things again, and it was almost like, I don't know what you call it, snow blindness, but I was pretty much experiencing a form of this, because I've been staring at God knows what this was for so long now. And I'll take a deep breath, look around and realize that I'm gonna have to get myself out of here. Now, I'd actually gone off the path that I was on earlier, and I'm on a bit of a rough area, a little bit, and it's not really good for crossing. I now know that I can take the long route to get back, and that's what I decide to do. I have to crawl across some areas, and I'm probably going to get wet, but that's kind of the least of my issues at this specific point. I can kind of go into one of the streams that actually feeds a larger lake that I've just come from, and I'm kind of doing like a military prone crawl around here. I don't know who these folks are, but for all I know, there could be 100 of them out of here, and I'm on my own, so even though I'm not the smallest and I'm a little bit built, I really don't like my chances, and things like this really, really give me the heebie-jeebies, so yes, it's time to escape. Now, as I'm crawling, I don't hear anything. I still have another stick that I've picked up, and for some reason it made me feel a lot more safe. Maybe it's some kind of primitive thing and that's why cavemen always seem to have sticks, but in this specific moment, that's what made me feel better and that's what counts. I wasn't that far away from safety, but I come up to the first kind of wetland area, and I really feel a bit cold because of the water. I've also managed to scratch up my elbows and my belly and my knees a bit, and I'm now bleeding. I was a little bit worried about getting infected because it's quite dirty here, and you can imagine there's all kinds of bacteria and insects, and I hate both. I know some of you are probably asking, why did I do this job if I don't like those things, and I can't tell you that, I don't really know myself. But now, I'm not too far away from the relative safety of things that I know. I managed to come up to kind of like a clearing where I can actually see across to the lake. I'm pretty worried now that maybe they've followed me around, but there's no one in sight. Now my own breathing is pretty heavy now, but then I hear another kind of breathing not too far away from me. This sounds like quite a heavy breathing, almost like it's being filtered through something. Not exactly like Vader's one, but maybe 10% similar. Almost like that you're wearing something over your face. Not a scarf, but like a plastic one. And I stop dead. I can hear this breathing, but I can't figure out where it's coming from. I know it can't be far away. It never seems to get closer though, and now I don't have the element of surprise because I cannot gauge it. I try my best to stay still and I feel my legs starting to shake, so I tense up my leg muscles and stop myself from shaking. Now this breathing does not stop whatsoever, and I'm now at a point where I must go forward to try and get to better things, and I decide that I should slowly but carefully crawl my way forwards once again. I decided that I wasn't going to stop crawling no matter what, and that's what I start doing. Now I realize that the breathing sound is slowly getting further away with each crawl that I make forward. I managed to get about 5 minutes further from this point and I can't hear the breathing anymore. I decide it's safe to look up, and that's when I see it. Some dark figure, not too far off, but this time on the other side. That's when I can see it. There's burning. I try and figure out exactly where this thing is specifically, and I'm able to approximate it to where I saw that wetsuit thing before, or the farm figure, whatever it is. There's a very thick black smoke coming off of it. I'm quite worried now that there's going to be a forest fire, but it doesn't seem likely because it's close to the shore, but that raises the question. How did that fire start and why is it there? Now, I'm not sure what to do at this point, and I start crawling again. I'm not sure whether there's multiple fires or only one, but I know that I'm not going to stick around to find out, and I eventually crawl up to the point that I'm not too far away from the station now. I start to feel a little bit better, and then I feel it, breathing on my neck. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this before, but my god, man, it's like somebody takes your soul. It's almost like your brain accepts, maybe it's some kind of prehistoric man thing, but it accepts that you've been captured, and you have a second to make a decision. So, with my stick in hand, almost like it was second nature, I turn around and swing as hard as I can, literally with my eyes closed, and there it is, whack. I feel a sudden pain in my hand, and I realize that I'm bleeding, my hand's now wet. I realize that some of the stick has shattered and splintered into my hand, and that's when I see it. Somebody hits the ground with a large thud, and I can't make out a face, but they're dressed in some really weird kind of occultist outfit. It's like a weird dark robe, and then I get up and run. Now, this person was pretty big, probably 6 feet and at least 200 pounds, but I couldn't stop to take in too many details, and before I knew it, I make it back to the station, and I actually take off my shirt to try and stop my hand from bleeding because I was worried I was going to bleed out. I quickly get in and scream on the radio for backup and help. While the radio is still on, I make a call out to the local fire responders and say that there's a fire here. I'm not sure what to do, so I quickly go to the kitchen area and get all of the knives and hide them away. I get the biggest one I can find and I grab that. I lock all of the doors and stay on the radio with my friends, who are also my colleagues here. They can't believe what I'm telling them, and apparently the fire people are going to get there first. I warn them that this strange individual is out here, and they say they understand. It must have took about another 40 minutes so of waiting in agony before they finally get here. And once they do, I quickly point out to where the fire was. It's now gone out, and they say that they're going to investigate. Eventually, a few others who work here also arrive, and some law enforcement too, and they say that they're going to take over the search from here. I give the exact location of what had happened, and one of the policemen who's first aid trained actually helps to get my hand patched up. I'd really hurt my hand, but luckily it wasn't broken or fractured, which is a good thing. Now, I ended up waiting in that station for quite a long time, until eventually the fire people come back first and say there's no signs of fire, just some ashes, where something was burned. They said it was clothing, but they couldn't determine which because of the fire, but there was definitely no immediate threat, and that was a relief. That was my biggest fear. A beautiful place like this should not burn to the ground, and if there's one person that can stop it, I'm gonna make sure it's me. Now, second, the police come back and say that they really can't find anyone, and they ask for an entire report of exactly what had happened. I give them everything, and they kind of doubt what I was saying, constantly saying, "Are you sure this is what happened?" And I say, "Yes, yes," and they start doing some weird things, like asking if I've taken any prescription drugs or anything. I say, "Yes, how do you think this happened to my hand?" And they say that they're going to keep some people stationed here and try and investigate until they find out what's happened. Now, eventually I got put to a different area. In fact, it wasn't even to do with the forest, it was actually on the admin site. Eventually I had to leave the job because I just couldn't bear the thought of going back there. Now, we were never able to find out exactly how many people were there or what they were doing or why they were there. And since there's no reports of similar events happening, I can only imagine that it was some kind of cults doing some really weird, I don't know, ritual or whatever they want to do out there. And maybe they were trying to capture me for some kind of human sacrifice or God knows what. I'm just very happy that I managed to stop at least one of those and give them a taste of their own medicine before they got me.